From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 18, 2014. Ariel Zangla is reporting in the Daily Freeman, a countywide ambulance service may not be the option a task force charged with exploring ambulance services in Greene brings back to the county legislature for its consideration, a co-chair said. Quote, I'm not tied to a countywide ambulance service, end quote, Greene County Ambulance Task Force co-chairman Mark Evans said Monday, February 17th. He said if the answer ends up being that Greene County Emergency Medical Systems adds ambulance services to the paramedic ones it already provides, that's fine. The comments were made during the first of three public meetings the task force is holding to obtain feedback on the establishment of a countywide ambulance service. Monday's meeting was specifically geared toward getting comments from emergency medical services workers. More than 60 people, most of who worked in the emergency medical services field, attended the meeting held in Cairo. The task force will meet again Monday, February 24th at the Hunter Town Hall to obtain feedback from elected officials. The third meeting at 6 p.m. March 3rd at Catskill High School is for public comments on a countywide ambulance service. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Chatham Town Board is giving consideration to how it will provide a temporary solution for the lack of shelter and bathrooms at Crellin Park this summer before it borrows the needed funds to build a new pavilion and bathrooms at the beach for the 2015 season. The old structure was torn down last spring. During the summer, the recreation program used a second pavilion further away from the pond for changing and the snack bar. There were portable toilets at the beach, but no structure to provide shelter. Deputy Clerk and Recreation Director Sherry Franks said the children found shade beneath trees last year, but she's worried about having more 90-degree and hotter days again this summer. Franks said she would research tents and trailers, though she warned board members alternatives could be cost prohibitive. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Jordan Carleo Evangelist is reporting at Capital Confidential the results of the new Quinnipiac University poll released Monday, February 17th, showed a majority of New Yorkers favor legalizing small amounts of marijuana for recreational use. They also overwhelmingly support the legalization of medical marijuana. Men tend to favor recreational use more than women, the young more than the old, and Democrats and independents more than Republicans. Most men surveyed admit having smoked marijuana, while most women denied it. Overall, most of the 1,488 New Yorkers polled between February 6th and February 10th denied ever having indulged. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Taking a look at the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York effective Tuesday, February 18th. 1 to 4 inches of snow is expected Tuesday as a fast-moving storm system moves across the region. Today there will be periods of snow mainly before 5 p.m. with a high near 33. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Total daytime snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches is possible. Tuesday night, a chance of snow before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming more clear. Low around 21. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Wednesday, there is a chance of snow showers before 2 p.m. and noon, then rain and snow showers are likely. Mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Wednesday night, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 7 p.m., then a chance of snow showers between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 23. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 43. Thursday night, rain is likely mainly after 8 p.m. It'll be cloudy with a low around 37. And Friday, rain is likely. It'll be cloudy with a high near 49. Friday night, showers are likely, partly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 6:46 a.m. and sunset today is at 5:32 p.m. with the length of the day being 10 hours and 46 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.